sa report pusher, dito po natin makikita yung ating gross profit, daily profit and loss, as well as yung ating monthly profit and loss. So, all reports dito, Sir Calvin, are printable naman din po, Sir. Okay? So, cash flow naman po tayo. So, dito po natin sineset up all of our bank account. So, lahat ng account po, dito po isi-set up. Dito din po tayo makapag-create ng ating mga check eh, para po sa ating mga customers check, suppliers check, and expenses check naman din po. And most especially, nandito din yung ledger ng ating mga bank accounts, in and out transactions of our bank. Dito po natin yung makikita. Accounting, Sir Calvin, dito po natin mostly makikita yung mga accounting side na po natin, kagaya ng mga account titles, income statements, balance sheet, cash flow statement. So, all reports dito, Sir Calvin, are printable din po, Sir. Kung anong trinansak natin dito sa system, automatic po yung magsisync in dyan sa ating accounting side. User, Sir Calvin, this is where we can create an account for our staff, like our cashier, and dito din po tayo makapagbigay ng access rights each of our staff na kagamit din sa ating system. Lastly, Sir Calvin, we have the config. Dito lang po tayo makapag-set up ng ating business information, and this will serve po, Sir Calvin, as our header sa interface ng ating system, kagaya po nito, Sir. And ito din yung nagsisilbing header sa receipts na ating i-generate po, Sir Calvin. Okay, sige. So now, Sir Calvin, proceed na po tayo, Sir, sa ating quick guide kung paano na po gamitin yung ating system. Okay, so by the way, Sir Calvin, again, Sir, feel free lang to interrupt po, Sir, if ever you have any questions pa. Sige, Sir. So first thing talaga, Sir Calvin, we need to do sa ating system is to input information, especially po dito sa ating under files. Dito muna tayo kay items po, Sir. Okay, i-review muna natin yan, Sir, but for now, mostly of my products po dito is nagka-grocery po siya. Okay, so that is my example lang po muna, Sir Calvin. But if ever magdadagdag po tayo ng new item, just simply click the new button. Click lang po natin yan, Sir Calvin, and lalabas free item UI. So since you are into meat shop, Sir, nagbebenta din po kayo ng mga frozen products, Sir, no? Tama po? Good to know. Sige, magsasample na lang tayo ng frozen products na sample natin dito sa system. So, magsasample tayo, Sir, let's say, ng hotdog. Let's say, ano bang specific name for hotdog, Sir? Pack, lagyan pa ba natin ng pack, Sir? As well as yung kanyang unit measure din po. Pwede po natin yung ilagay. Okay? And then, the unit measure of your item. Let's say, naka-ano siya, Sir, naka-pack. So, mag-click tayo ng pack dito. But if ever magdadagdag po tayo, just simply click the list. And then, itatype natin dito kung ano yung idadagdag natin na unit measure. And then, after that, isi-save lang po natin siya. Okay? But for now, meron naman tayong